Okay, we're on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Omer Rav Chisda on the bottom. Omer Rav Chisda, Dover Zer Rabbeinu Agadol Omro. Chisda said, Rav said this, V'hamokum yeh be'ezro, lo shonu ela b'mokum echad. The halacha that if there's more berries than leaves, it's only if the berries are all collected in one spot. They're concentrated in one spot. B'shnayim v'shloshim makom was kosher. But if the berries are spread out in two or three different spots, even though there's more berries than leaves, it's kosher. Omer le'rava, shnayim u'shloshim makomos havim menumer, just the opposite. It's less hodar if the berries are spread out than if they're in one place. Right? We find by Rashi says, menumru posul, d'lav hodarhu. Sharei ho'anovim shechoros ve'ho'olin yurokin. Menumer is whatever it is in French. But in any case, it's not hodar. And we find by Estrig the same thing. If it has chazos, it has some kind of mold on it. So if it's all in one place, it's less of a problem. Less of a problem than if it's scattered all over the estric. Less hoder. Ela I itmar hachi itmar. O shahayu anovim merubim me'olav pasul. Right. If there was more berries than leaves, it's pasul. Omer Rav Chisda dover zeh rabenu hagadol omro v'amokum yevezro. And on this, Rav Chisda said the following. Not what we said. He said in the beginning. And to here, it doesn't make a difference if it's all in one place or it's scattered about. Both are possible. But lo shanu elo anoviv shchoros. The only time it's possible is if the berries are black. Aval anoviv yurokos mine dahadasu v'kosher. But if the berries are green, they turn from green to red to black. So if they're still green, then it's kosher. There's the Rishalmi says there are two reasons why the berries are possible. One reason is, like Rashi says here, because they don't look the same color as the other things, like the wood, and that makes it not hodder. And another reason is because the berries are like a fruit, and it says eitz avos, a piece of wood, and not something that's a fruit. So the orokos, the Yerushalmi says, depends. If the reason is because it's not a fruit, this, if it's green, is not a fruit yet. Only if it's black is it already ripe. It has it's considered like a fruit. But if the reason is because it doesn't look like the wood, the green doesn't look like the wood either. But our Gemara seems to hold that the reason is because of the fruit, l'chora. Even though Rashi says the reason is because it looks funny, but it could be if it's green, it doesn't look funny because it looks the same color as the leaves. So it doesn't look funny. There's no more than two colors. There's the green of the leaves, and the berries are that same color. And then there's the wood color. But if it's black or red, then it looks different, and that makes it not harder. Omer Papa, Adomos Kishoros Damien. Red, on that stage, between the green and black, is red, so that's also possible. Omer Abchenina, Haidam Shachar Adam Huela Shalaka. Because black is a variation of red. Red, when it gets oxidized, becomes black. So black is also a color of damnida, even though it's not red, but it was red originally and turned black. Rashi, Ela sheha anovim shchoros, shekshvar hischilu liyabeshu mashchirit. When they started to dry out, they get black. Umitzchilos in yorokin hein. In the beginning, they're green. Minei dahadash ninu shemareim shovalo ve'eno nirim enumer. If they're green, they look like the leaves of the hadas. Adumos kishchoros damyan, delav min yoroku. Right? Red is not like, green. Zeu shachurison, right? And when it turns red, it's already beginning to turn black. Ulechishayibshu ma'at yosa yushchorim. When it'll dry a little bit more, the red will turn to black. To omra bichanin linya damnida, dam shachur be'isha adamhu. Black, a black mare is also considered dam, elishaloka, because it was really red and it just oxidized. Lefichach timu, kedishnan chamisha dam in tmeim biisha ha'adam vashachar. One of the five colors of dam that is tamei is black. Okay, and that black is a jet black. Okay. In miyatan kosher, if you took away the berries, so now there are less berries than leaves, that is kosher. The miyatinu emas, when did you take the berries away? Ilema mikame de la agde pshita. If it's before you put the lulav together, so of course it's kosher. They never had a shame mitzvah on it, and there's no reason why, the hadas didn't have to be kosher from the time that it started growing. Obviously, it has to grow or whatever. So if it had berries and took the berries off, now it's kosher. What's the chiddush? El lebosher la'ade. Right? It must be talking where after you put it together, right, that's when you took the berries off. That means that when it was put together and got the name of a hadas of mitzvah, when it was put together, that's when it got the shei mitzvah, it was pasul. And then you made it kosher. So that's dichui meikara. Dichui meikarahu. Tifshot minah dichui meikara lohavi dichui. Let's learn from here at least that dichui meikara is not dichui. We can't necessarily learn that nearer the nidche, if it was kosher and then became nidche, that it could become kosher again. That's worse. Because when something was kosher and then it was pushed away, so then it was actively pushed away. If something never was kosher to begin with, so there's less of a chance that that is dichui. Dichui meikara. But let's Lisa learn from here that dichui meikara by mitzvahs doesn't apply. Mora says no. La'olam boser da'agde. It's talking after you put it together. That's when you took the berries off. Ukesavar eged hazmona bi'almahu. The eged doesn't make it the shein mitzvah, so it never was dochui. It didn't have a shein mitzvah on it. Right? Shein mitzvah only comes when yontif comes in. And then it gets a shein mitzvah sadas. Until then, it's all preparation. And preparation doesn't give it a shein mitzvah, and therefore it's never was dochui. Dochui is where it was roi for the mitzvah and became pushed away. It was never roi for the mitzvah because the yontif didn't come, then that's not called dichui. V'hazmona bi'alma lav klumhu. Rashi. Pshita amai nifsalei. Lo min ha'asu yesh kan shari neged behechshet. Why should we passel it? Why should we have a means to passel it? It's not tasav lo min ha'asu that if you need an asiyah, you have to put the lulav together. So now when you put it together, it was passel. Now you took the berries off, you made it kosher, right, automatically, retroactively. That l'char is tasav lo min ha'asu. That's one reason it could be passel. But here, when you put it together, it was already, what's it called, kosher. Because you took the berries off before you put it together. So therefore, there's no reason to say it should be possible because of that. It never had a shein mitzvah on it because it wasn't put together with the other three. Right? It only got a shein mitzvah when it became part of the unit of the lulav, hadas, and aravos. Ela boser d'agdei. So therefore, that can't be what it's talking about because we wouldn't need a mission to tell me that. It's a very partial. There's no reason in the world to make it possible. I must be talking after you put it together. Bashmin and Haitana, the lulav mi sukkah lo yalfinan. And then the chiddush is that we don't learn lulav from sukkah, that you don't need what's it called, tasav alom in ha'asui. The mitzvah mishum ha'asui b'psul. Miyu mishum dichui havel on the mitzvah. However, we should have passed it because it was nidche. So once it was nidche, right now it had the shei mitzvah on it because it was put together with the berries. It had the shei mitzvah, and it was dochui. It was possible. Now you made it kosher. So we see that dichui meikar is lo shmei dichui. Shari nikra lov shem hoshana psula b'shas agidosa. When you put it together, it was possible, because the berries were more than the leaves. When the machshir lay, and since now if you take the berries off, it's kosher, shmami no dichui meikar lov dichui. We at least can learn from here that original dichui is not dichui. Dichui that which started out dochui is not dichui. The nifshot mima palge. We can learn at least half of the shaila that we had before, whether dichui applies to mitzvahs or not, that at least dichui meikara doesn't apply to mitzvahs. Diboyel on yesh dichui to mitzvahs or in dichui, nifshot mehacha. The dichui meikara lo amrina ba dahavi dichui. At least by mitzvahs, we don't have dichui meikara. The lohavi dichui elim kei nira beyond the yachar nidcha. However, we're not going to resolve the second part of the shaila, whether dichui nearer the nidcha applies to mitzvahs or not, where it was fit and then became unfit and then became fit again. That's a much worse case of dichui because now you're pushing it actively away. So that we don't know if dichui, what's it called, nearer the nidcha applies to mitzvahs or not. Kol shenidcha kodem yontif kori dichui meikara. If when yontif came in, it was dochui, that's called dichui meikara, because the what's it called, the shein mitzvah doesn't come till yontif. No, it's talking after you put it together. Because sofer eged hazmona bi'almahu. And this Tana holds that the putting it together is only preparation. Ein agudasa kriya shem liyo shchalal of shem lula posel lidchol. Putting it together is not when the name of the mitzvah, takes effect, and therefore, if when you put it together, it was posel, it's dichoy meikara. No. V'hilka chafilu dichoy meikara inkan. There's no dichoy meikara. Ad shikadash alav hayom. When does the concept of dichoy shayich, when it becomes a mitzvah? It only becomes a mitzvah when yontif comes in. V'odenu b'psula. And it's still posel, then it's dichoy meikara. But if when Yontif came in it was kosher, then it was never nidcha. Because at the point that it was nidcha, it wasn't roi lemitzvah, and that's not called dichui. The kivin demotus man mitzvah lo chazi le mikri dichui. Avo mik mehochi lab dichui. Before Yontif comes, something can't be posel because it's not a mitzvah yet. You can't have posel and kosher and something that's not a mitzvah. It's only posel and kosher in regards to what's going to be in the future. Okay, let's go on. The aim of matin biyantif, you can't take the berries off on yantif. Ha'over v'likton ma'i kosher. Mashma, you can't do it, but if you did it, it'll be kosher. Otherwise, you should have said, v'im likton biyantif posel. Just you're not allowed to do it. But if you did it, it's kosher. Right? So, the Gemara says, the ashkor emas. Right? When did this, these berries turn black that they would be posel? Okay, ilema da ashkar me esmo, they were already black erev yontif dichoy me karahu, right? And when yontif came in, it was originally black. It was still black, and now you took it off. Now we're talking about you took it off after yontif. It was possible when yontif came in, so now it's dichoy me karah, because when the mitzvah was chal on it, when yontif came in, it was still black, and there were still more berries than what's it called, than leaves. So that's taka dichoy me karahu. Tivshot mina dichoy meikara delohavi dichoy. So now let's at least learn from this part of the Mishnah that dichoy meikara doesn't apply to mitzvahs. Elalav, and what's it called? And we know that the shaila was a shaila. We didn't bring a raya from here. Elalav the ashkar beyontif. Must be that when yontif came in, it was still kosher. It wasn't black. It was green. And when yontif came in, after yontif came in, that's when it turned black. So it's what's it called? Niravanidchahu. Shmas mino niravanidcha, chovus of a nira. Now we can even bring a biraya. That niravanidcha is not dochwi. Right? Bigger chiddush. Lo. The word says no. Lo olam da ashkar mikara. And dichoi mikara lohavi dichoi tifshit mino. And taki you can learn the lesser chiddush. That dichoi mikara is not dichoi. However, dichoi with niravanidcha, that we still don't know. Okay, aval nira v'nidche, chos v'nira lo tifsho. You can only learn the smaller chiddush, assuming that it got black before yontif, and when yontif came in, it already was dochwi. Okay. Rashi, chob ma'atinu b'yontif kosher, afagav v'neged kvar, da b'yontif lo agidle. Even though you put it together before yontif, so it got the shein mitzvah on it, and then when yontif came in, it was a posel, because you didn't take off the berries till yontif, right? The first case is where you took off the berries before yontif. Here you took off the berries on yontif. So when yontif came in, it already was put together, and the mitzvah was chal on it, right? And you see that what's it called? That it's still kosher if you took the berries off. So you see at least a dichui meikar is not dichui. Chom me'atinu b'yontif kosher. V'afagav v'neged kvar doi b'yontif lo agidle. With the ashkra novim emas, when did they become black? The ilu yurakus lopasli, because when they were green, right, they were still kosher. Dichoy mekarahu dohamotas man mitzvah velochazi. When the mitzvah became effective, when yontif came in and it was put together, it was what's it called? It was black. V'havi like dichoy mekara. So that's it was never fit to begin with. So ella the ashkra beyontif. That's partial. Elamai, maybe he was talking where it got black on yontif. Then we could be poshet nira v'nidcha. Shma mino bitmiya. So let's learn from here that even nira v'nidcha, there's no dichwe. Right? So the shaila that Rapapa had before, here we have a Ferisha Mishnah. What was the shaila? Tifshot minei, the vadai dichwe meikara avif minira v'nidcha. Right, dichoy meikara is less of a problem than nira v'nidcha. Demashalo nira lemitzo meolam arachshav hashtahu demischazi. Something that never was fit, it never was pushed away actively, it just passively wasn't fit, can become fit afterwards. V'havi k'korban shehukdash achshav u'mitchilasa mechusus manoi. It's like a korban. That the first 7 days you can't bring it as a korban. On the eighth day you could. So that was dichui meikara. The one man yomer holds that dichui meikara is madche, holds that mechusus man is not considered dichui b'chlav, just missing time. But the man yomer holds that it's not dichui, learns from here. That the, what's it called, that it was nidche, because you couldn't bring it as a korb in the first 7 days after it's born, and the eighth day you could be makdish. So you see that dichui mikor is not dichui. Aval nira la mitzvah, but if it was fit, and then something puzzled it, now it's actively puzzled. It became puzzled, right? That's worse. Havi le dichui. Maybe there, dichui does apply. Okay. They ask, lechora, if you take it on yontif, why isn't it mitzvah babaveira? They say a few different answers. One is that it's not, the Aveira wasn't done in the Hadas. The Aveira was done in the berries. And the berries aren't the mitzvah. The berries are just preventing the mitzvah from coming. So the Aveira wasn't done in the thing of the mitzvah itself. Like you steal a lulav. Here, you're being Mechal Shabbos with the berries. The berries are not the mitzvah itself. It's only others say that since the Aveira is done before the mitzvah starts, right? It's not. It's like you were kona it, the gzela before the mitzvah. That's not called mitzvah b'aveira. Others say, like we said, that mitzvah b'aveira is only where because of the aveira you're able to do the mitzvah. But here there are other ways of being able to do the mitzvah, right, without being over the aveira. The aveira and the mitzvah are not necessarily dependent one on the other. There are other ways of taking off the berry that it shouldn't be mechal yontif. We'll see in a second. Memela, it's not. Not a problem, mitzvah b'aveira. What? It's machlokas here. What's if it's a shvus? It could be it's a doraisa. Rashi holds only the rabbanon, but an issur d'rabbanon, you say mitzvah b'aveira too mustab, even by an issur d'rabbanon. But other rishonim learn it's an issur d'oraisa, either bone or makib patish. Okay. What? Borer? No, because each you can see it separately. It's not borer. Also, when it's mechuber. So they're each one separate. It's not together. It's not boring. Ton Rabbonin. Ein mematin biyontif. Mishum Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omru mematin. Now we have a brisa that says that you can't take off the berries on yontif. That's like our Mishnah. And Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon said you could take off the berries on yontif. I have a hokam a sakin mana biyontif. You're a tikkun mana, and either it's makiv patish or bone. It's like building. Omru Ravashi kagon shalikton lachila. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Sover Lekavua, Domer, Dover, Shein, Meskavin, Mutter. It's talking where your kavana is not to be mesaken the hadas. Your kavana is to take them off to eat. And Mamela, the hadas is okay. And Dover, Shein, Meskavin is Mutter. I didn't have kavana to do this, right? And therefore, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Shimon that Dover, Shein, Meskavin is Mutter. Or says, that can't be. Vabayu, Varova, Damri, Tarvayu, Mother, Rabbi Shimon, Psikreisha, Valoyomus. Right? L'chora, when did Rav Shimon say Dover Shena Meskaven is Mutter? That's only if it's not a psikration. But if it has to happen, then it's like he had Kavana. So Menela here, it has to happen. You take it off Lachil. You say, well, I'm not Mechaven to fix up the Hadas, but it's automatic. A very fixing up the Hadas. So if you took it off Lachila, even though you're not Meskaven, it's a psikration for the Tikkun. So L'chora, what's it called? It should be usher, even according to Reb Shimon. Right? It's like a person saying, I just want to play with the head of a chicken. I don't want to kill the chicken. So I just want to cut off the head to play with it. So the Maisa cutting off the head has to cause the death of the chicken. So cutting off the head and the death are the same thing. Or cutting off the head, body your mechaven for the death because you know it's for sure going to happen. When do we say Dover Shena Meskaven? Where it doesn't have to happen. Right, you pull a chair, it could make a ditch, it could not make a ditch. And my intention is not to make the ditch, and it doesn't have to happen, then we say that, what's it called, that Dover Shein HaMeskaven is Mutter. Where it says, Hochav Mayaskinen, Dislei Hoshan Achrisi. It's talking, we have another Hadas. You don't need this Tikkun. And therefore, what? So one way of learning is, therefore, it's not a Tikkun B'chlau. Since I don't need this Hadas, taking berries off a twig is not a tikkun unless it's in the context of being needed for the mitzvah. Because without the mitzvah, there's no tikkun at all. So therefore, it's not that it's a dover shein miskaven, and therefore it's mutter. Without the kavana, it's not a tikkun bechlal. I didn't have kavana for the mitzvah, and I have another hadas. So it's bechlal, not a tikkun. That's one way of learning. And they learn, for instance, here, dover shein miskaven sometimes is mutter, even if it's a psik resha, if it's not mutter because it's not mechaven, or because it's not the malacha. For instance, taking a splinter off a piece of wood. So if you take it for a toothpick, right, it's misakin. But if you take it off and you don't have kavana for a toothpick, then even though it's a psik resha that you have a toothpick, but since I didn't have kavana for the toothpick, that's not called a mana. It's not called. I made something. My lack of kavana makes it not a malacha. It's not that it's a malacha, but I didn't have kavana. It's not a malacha bechlal. Because what makes it a malacha is that I made a toothpick. If I didn't have kavana for a toothpick, then it's just a piece of wood. It's just a sliver. That's not called a malacha. Same thing over here. That's one way of learning. Tosfos learns that the reason it's okay is because malacha shein tzricha legufa. It's not out zayin miskaven. It's still ein miskaven, still psik resha, that you're making a good hadas, right? Even if you have another one. But it's malacha shein tzricha legufa. I don't need it for the hadas, because I have another hadas. I need it for the food. And that's worse than dover shein miskaven. Dover shein miskaven is where I don't need it one way or the other, and it memela happens, right? I don't have kavana one way or the other, and it memela happens that what's osur happens, then it's osur. But if I have bedafka kavana for something else, like over here, I have kavana dafka for eating it, then what's it called? Then it's that's called melacha shein tzricha legufa, and that is what's it called mutter according to Reb Shimon, even if it's a psik resha, right? And that's like digging a hole, and I have intention not for the hole but for the earth. So I have psik resha on the hole, but I have kavana dafka for something else, for the earth, not for the hole. That's better. That's melacha shein tzricha legufa. That's what Tosfos learns, and the Aruch here says from here is a raya to his shita that psik resha lo nichalei is mutter. When is psik resha osur? Only if you want the thing. In other words, it's good for you. I want that ditch. I'm dragging the chair along the ground, and I could use the ditch, but I'm not mechaven for the ditch. Then psik resha is osur. But if the thing, I don't need it one way or the other, or I have a dafka, don't need it, right? Then psik resha lo nichalei, psik resha, which I'm not happy with, or I don't need, that's not called psik resha. That's the shita sa'aruch. Most Rishonim argue on him, but that's the sheet of secretion. Lo nicholei is mutter. Rashi. Misakin mana shoy apostle machshiro. It was apostle. Now you're being machshirit, so you made a kli. You made something usable. Shalikten lanovim halalu min hadas amanas la'ochlam. So Mar says, no, it's talking where you took them off, not for the sake of making the hadas kosher. You took them off to eat. Your kavana was not made not to make the hadas kosher. Therefore, it's eino miskaven and it's mutter. Where it says v'hamodi reb shim sikreisha v'lo yomos ba'omer ech toch rosh behema zu b'shabes ve'eini rotsa shetamos. I want to cut off the animal's head, but I don't want it to die. I just want to cut off its head. Right? That's not the kivan the efsher shelo tamos. Right? Ki miskaven choshivle. Since it's impossible that it shouldn't die. So cutting off the head becomes one ma'isa with killing it. There's not two different ma'isa. She can't say, I'm a chavin for cutting off the head, but not for killing. Cutting off the head is killing. But right, Rashi is mashma, it's as if I'm a chavin. Why? It's not that it's one ma'isa. But since cutting off the head has to result in the killing of the animal, so it's as if I was mechavin for the killing. They're two separate ma'isa. But the mechavin for the mice of cutting off the head is as if I'm mechavin for killing it. The chiyam nin dover shein miskaven mutter. When do we say dover shein miskaven is mutter? Kigon hecha de efshalei below iser, where it's possible that the iser won't happen. You drag a chair. It's possible there'll be a ditch. Possible there won't be a ditch. So even if there's a ditch, it's mutter because I didn't have kavana for the ditch. Then you can't say it's one mice because sometimes it happens differently. And you can't say you're for sure mechavin for the ditch because it's possible the ditch won't happen. Kigon gorer other mita kisei v'savsel v'ad shlo yiskavin lasos chritz The afagav deikal amechash dilma of it charitz. Even though it's possible there'll be a ditch, right? It doesn't make a difference. Kivin lo miskavet lahachi the efshar the greater below charitz. Since it does, you're not intending that, and it could happen that you could drag the chair and not make a ditch. Ki ovid nami charitz. Even if there is a ditch, davin malacha gemura lo mechayev. Aval heichad the vade ovid modi. Reb Shimon is modi where it's for sure going to happen. Psikresha that we don't say davar shenim miskavet is mutter. Mar says lo tzricha disle oshana achrita. It's talking we have another hadas. Velo tzorich lahai hilkach ein kan tikun kli. That's how Rashi learns. Therefore, there's no tikun. Tikkun depends over here on your kavana. It's not that eino miskaven is you did a malacha but you didn't have kavana. If you didn't have kavana, you didn't do a malacha b'chlal. Because since you have another hadas, taking berries off a twig is not misakin the twig, except in the context of a mitzvah. Delo tzricha leilach shura. You don't need this hadas to be kosher. You have other hadasim. Velo domi hashtal psikresha. The hasam ika natilus neshama imilanefshach. Over there, you're killing the animal no matter what. The hachal leka tikkun kli. But over here, you're not being misakin a kli without kavana. The kavana makes it tikkun. Aval I lo havi achrisi mashvile mana dot tzarek lachi. But if you wouldn't have another hadas, then it's automatically a tikkun because legabe sukkis, you need this hadas as a mitzvah. The afagav the lo miskaven lahachi osir the havi psikreishis liyomos. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbana, huter ogdo biyantif ogdo ka aguda shel yerek. What happens if the unit of the hadasim aravis and lulav got untied on yantif? You tie it up before yantif, good. Either because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's tzorech eget, or like the Rabbanan, because it's zekeli lanveyu. Right, so you had it tied nicely, right? And now on yantif it got untied. Can you retie it? Right. So you Gemara says you tie it like you would tie up a bunch of vegetables. You don't make any knots at all. You wind it around and stick it in. That's how they wind up vegetables together. But you don't make any knots or a bow. Gemara says va'amai la'anvei mi'anif. Make a bow. A bow is not a kesher shel kayama and the nailis. What's it called? Mutter to make a bow. Gemara says hamani Rabbi Yehuda. This brisa goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The omra aniva kshira ma'al yisohi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bow is a bona fide knot, and it's also to make a bow on Shabbos or Yontif. Gemara says I Rabbi Yehuda egid ma'al yisohi. Right, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, l'chora, what are you yotze by making a putting it in and just winding it around? That's not it. Eged. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not just because it's zekeli manveyu. Zekeli manveyu depends on how it looks. So you could make it look as if there's a knot, but if you need eged, that means that you mamish have to connect it together. So that has to be something with a davar shel kayama. L'chora, you need a knot. So how could it be good if you don't have a knot, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Gemara says, "Hai Tana sover lekavosi bechada poleg bechada." This Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a bow is aser on Shabbos and Yontif, so you can't make a bow. But he argues under Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that lulav ain't tzarech eged, and the only reason you have to ma'aged is because zekei livan veyu. And for zekei livan veyu, it's good enough to do it in a way that has no knots at all. But ain't a chanami. If he would hold like Rabbi Yehuda in that also, then there'd be no takana, nothing you could do. You couldn't tie it, and without tying it, you're not yotze. Memela, you couldn't do anything with this lulav on yontif. Rashi. Hutar ogdo shalula biyontif ogdo bikricha bialma. Ogdo bikricha bialma. So if it became untied on yontif, so you wrap it around, you wind it around, stop without making any knots. Yichrocha eged savi v'yitchov rosho v'soch hakra. Wind it around and stick the end into the winds, so it won't unwind. Kemosha ogdon agudas yerek. That's how they used to put together bunches of vegetables. V'lo yikshe shnei haroshim ke'echad k'shar shor. Don't make a knot, right? Like like normally you would do if you want the thing to stay. The kesher shel kayama mi'avos melachah. A kesher shel kayama is one of the avos melachah. The zeh shelo kayamahu There's no reason why you have to take this knot out. Right? Lechora, Sukkot is only 7 days. So after 7 days, you'll take out the knot. It's not true. You'll put the whole thing and burn it on Pesach with the knot. There's no reason to undo the knot. You'll leave the knot forever. So a knot that you're going to leave, even if you don't need it, right? Lechora, you see, is a kesher shel kayama. Nafkamina would be, you have diapers. And pasting things together is just like knotting them. So after you're finished with the diaper, so you paste it together to throw it in the garbage. That's what's called the kesher shel kayama. Because you have never a time that you're going to want to undo the diaper, even though you don't need that kesher shel kayama after that, because it's going to be burnt or whatever with the garbage. But for when you made that knot, there's no reason for you to untie it. It's going to last like that forever. The diaper's going to be destroyed. That has nothing to do with undoing the knot. That's a separate thing. Same thing over here. Sukkot is going to go away. You're not going to need the Esrog and Lulav anymore, but you're not going to untie the knot. You didn't tie this knot, but dafka to untie it. You tied it to be tied forever. And the fact that you won't need it after that is not no nafkamina. But the knot, right, you left, for you're going to leave forever. The verse says, why do you have to say that you don't make any knot at all? Make a bow. It's better than just sticking it into the wines. The Isra Malacha Leka, Daniva Lav Shira. A bow is not awesome. Rabbi Yehuda, Masechet Shabbos, Tanya, Chevel Dli, Shenifsak, Ein Kosher Ela Onvo. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Korech Ela Punda, Opiskiya, Uvivad Shelo Yandenu. Right, so here it's talking about we're making a bow without any knot. A bow over a knot also has to be Ein Oshosh Kayama. Otherwise, it's awesome with the Rabbana. But a bow without any knot at all is mutter, even if you intend to leave it there forever. So therefore, make a bow. But even Rabbi Yehuda holds a bow, even without a knot, is called kesher shel kayama. Where it says, "E Rabbi Yehuda kesher mal your boy." But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, how could it be good just winding it around? If lulav sarech eged, it needs to be tied. That's called eged. According to the Rabbanan, that only needs eged because of zekeli vanveyu, it has to look nice. So even if it's not tied, it looks nice. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't have to look nice, it has to be tied. So how can it be kosher if you don't tie it? You Rabbi Yehuda kesher mal your boy, kinetanya la'el she'enu agud pasul, the gomer mi'agudus ezov, the high love agudu. Agud means tied up. Whereas the high tana sover la kavasya b'chada, the aniva kshira hilin Shabbos, this tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda, legabe bows on Shabbos that it's osur, memeli you can't make a bow, but upolegale belulav dein sarach eged, but he doesn't hold that lulav sarach eged like Rabbi Yehuda. In that prat, he argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Shamina mehacha, the ba'in and belulav kesher gomor, she yikshir shnei rashi ha'eged, the ha'ogdem ka'guda shal yeret, lav egedhu. Right? And as we see from here, that lechatchila at least, you need to tie the lulav, hadasim, and aravas together with a knot. Right? And lechatchila, you can't do it. It's only because on yontif, and according to the Rabbanan, it'll help like a guda shal yeret. Right? Just twining it around. But lechatchila, you had to tie a knot. Vafilu Rabbanan de pliga erev Yehuda. Vamri lulav she'eno ogid kosher, moda de mitzvah l'ogdo. They also hold a mitzvah to be ogided lechatchila. B'di'evid, so when it's got untied on yontif, it's a b'di'evid. So b'di'evid is good enough to do like this, according to Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda would hold even b'di'evid, it's no good. But the chatchila, everybody holds, you have to tie it up nicely. And therefore some people are knowing that they don't only make the ties on the lulav the way that people do by wrapping it around or whatever, right, and weaving it. Some people hold that doesn't have a din of kesher shel kayama. But after they finish that, they make two knots in it, which is better to do. Others hold that the intricate way that you make those ties is considered a kesher shel kayama, right? Because it's woven together. It's almost like a knot. But if you don't make it like that, you just wind it around, then taka, you should tie it with a double knot before Yom Tov, obviously. Okay. For the Mishnah. Arava gzula v'yavesha psula. Now we go to halachas of arava. An arava that's stolen or that's dry is pasul. And here dryness, again, is either that it's white, loses all its greenness, or it's brittle. Shel asher v'shelo nidachas psula. If it's from asher or nidachas pasul, either because it doesn't have a shear, it has to be burnt, right? Or because of mitzvah of avera, according to the Rambam. Nikdam Rosha, if the top of the Arava was cut off, and again, according to most Rishonim, that means top of the wood, not the leaves. It's possible. Nifritzu Aleha, or if most of the leaves fell off, we'll see, one second, how many leaves fell off. Vatziftzifa, and a variety of Arava that's called a Tziftzifa, which looks different than a regular Arava, is possible. Kimusha, but if it's not dry, it's just withered. Vishinashru Niktzas Aleha, if only some of the leaves fell off. Vishalbaal Kshera, and even if it grew in a field that doesn't need irrigation. So it's not Arve Nochal, it's not Aravas that grow by a brook, right? Still it's kosher. That's a species that doesn't grow by the brook is also called Aravas. See, the Gemara is going to discuss it. Rashi. Arava Gzulav Yesha Psula, Lelulav Delachem Akulukoi. Right? We compare it to Lulav, because when it says Lokachtem Lachem, it's going on all the Arba Minim. It has to be yours. And stolen is no good. Rashi learns that it's because of Kesuse Mechta Shiure, and we said the Rambam had a different Girsa in the Gemara before, that it's because of Mitzvah Bov Aveira. Tziftzifa min Arava, it's a species of Arava, the Ola Shala Ogol, however, instead of the leaves being long, they're round. Kedamrin Lekamanu Pasule Mikra. And the Gemara learns from a Pasuk that these are not the Aravos that the Torah was talking about. Kimusha is withered. Vishalbaal, Gedela Besovda Shalo ala Nachal. It grows in a dry field. Uvigmara Yoleth Dikshera. Gemara will learn out. How do you know? It says Arve Nachal. Maybe you need Aravas to grow by a Nachal. How do you know that it's kosher even if it doesn't grow by a Nachal? Baal, Karkashen Tzrich Lahashkos. It's ground that doesn't need to be irrigated. The Sogile B'Matar HaShamayim. So you don't have a irrigation ditch there that you could say that this is growing by a nachal, by a stream, right? There's completely, the field is completely dry and depends on rainfall for its irrigation. Kedamrina b'mashkin beis hashalchin, ba'al lishna de miyastasa. It's something that is, what's it called, settled. Kemo ki yival bochur besula, right? As a bochur, right? Yival, the Gemara says, the targum in Yeshayahu is not that he has relations. Like he is settled, comforted with a besula. Why do we have to mention this all? Why don't you say any one of the dalid minim that are gzula, yadesha, or posel? Why do I have to mention it by each one? The tani lula bape nafshi, the hadas bape nafshi, the chen arova, the chen esrog, the lo ira the tani. Why don't you say all together? Right? And all these psulim apply to all of them. Why do I have to mention each one separately? Because some of these psulim only apply to one of them. So therefore, it mentioned that psul, it had to say it separately for that psul. Memela mentioned all the other ones too. The psul of Sinei Harbarzel only applies to a lulav. The anovim rub me'olav lo shayich ela b'hadas. More berries than leaves only applies to hadas. The tziftzifa lo shayich ela b'arava. A tziftzifa is kind of arava. It doesn't apply to the other meaning b'chlal. What? Right, avos also, yeah, but it's mentioning a specific thing. The orlo truma lo shayich ela b'esrit. And orla and truma only apply to an esrit. You see from here that orla doesn't apply to hadasim. Right, even though they're made for smelling, orla is only by a fruit. L'chora that's edible. Hilkach itzrichu arba bovi. What? Yeah, the horror that they're not grown for the berries, though. They're grown for the leaves and for whatever. So it's not the ikur natiya is not for the berries. They're edible, but they're not made to eat. Okay. Hilkach itzrichu. Therefore, you need four different things. And once you mention four, so it mentions all the psulim by each one, even the ones that are in common.